Hey guys, I'm still trying to work on the audio. I'm getting a little feedback that the intro might be a tad bit too loud. I'm going to adjust it within the next 14 days. So this is just a warning for you to turn it down just slightly. I apologize for that inconvenience, but the intro is going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whatsoever beings exist throughout all galaxies, it doesn't make any difference. You are all of them. And when they come into being, that's you coming into being. You know that very well.
Hello and welcome back to Aliens, UFOs, and Ghost Stories. I'm your host, Jake, and feels a little strange saying this, but we've done the podcast for a little under 2 years. We've not made any money. That's not our intention. We didn't set out to monetize anything, really. But, you know, we've been at this for a long time. It's free to listen to. It does cost a lot of... not a lot. It costs a little bit of money and a lot of energy to coordinate these things, to bring people on. You know, I work two jobs, so doing this podcast, it really is my passion project, but you know, we're not asking for much, you know, just whatever you think it's worth. Patreon will be available within the next 7 to 14 days. If you're not familiar with Patreon, all it is something that you can subscribe to. Instead of, you know, two hour episodes, we're going to do the free one for an hour and a half and, you know, kind of the juicy stuff that, you know, all the really big questions that we ask in the last half hour, Patreon subscribers will have access to that. Or it could just be, I think our very first Patreon episode is going to be a full length version of this, which is essentially every single minute detail. Probably at the very least 45 minutes to an hour's worth of a full explanation of a CE5 where, I mean, you're about to hear everything about it in a very, very, very condensed version. I also have a Patreon episode that's going to be featured that is much to do with, it's entirely to do with my personal experience in great, great detail. I've had a lot of people ask me more specifically instead of like a rushed version. But if you're interested in donating anything, it could be anything you want. It could be a dollar, or if you really love what we do, it could be whatever you want. I don't want to put a limit on it. But, you know, if you're just a casual listener, it could be a dollar, $5 a month. Or, you know, if you really love it, just whatever you guys think it's worth. Love you guys. Thanks for being patient with me. And I'm going to work out all these kinks now that I have more time available. Thanks. Hello and welcome back to Aliens, UFOs, and Ghost Stories. I'm just getting back from my very first CE5. I went with a very close friend of mine. It was absolutely incredible. 10 times more powerful than I ever would have imagined that it would have been. We're going to do this backwards. We essentially did a meet and greet around 7:30 to 8:30. Around 8:39, we got more serious. From the moment we set our chairs in a circle, how many roughly, friend, did we see? Potential orbs that could have been craft?
Maybe three.
Yeah, I would say 3 to 6. Immediately, before even meditating. As soon as we could see stars, they were going fucking crazy directly above us. Did I think that we would see one single orb? No, I did not. Not to be a nihilist or negative, it's just the odds of seeing them were probably less than 20% in my brain, especially for the first time out. So I did not anticipate that happening at all. There was roughly 20 of us, 25 maybe. People from MUFON, of course, experiencers, there's a really nice young man, Lucas. If you ever hear this, Lucas, you're the man.
Hi, Lucas.
So we're going to do it backwards. We broke it into two different meditations, very powerful meditations. I'd say myself and I'm pretty sure like four other people were crying during them. I'm telling you, the second thing that happened, the first thing that happened in my eyes was a little bit more intense. But, you know, essentially, you know, me and a handful of people were getting upset. You know, I had two different intentions for both meditations. The very first one, my intention, or no, I guess I should tell you the second one. The second intention was I wanted an owl to either fly over us or to, you know, I'd really like the whole entire group to hear an owl. So, you know, I was sitting in a lawn chair, of course, with my hand, my palms toward the sky. My head was back with my eyes closed. And every time my eyes were closed, which is pretty much the whole time, I kept seeing owl's eyes. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly what I saw. I don't know if I told you guys this. I rescued an owl. Today is Saturday. Monday, I'm going to take it to a rehabilitation center in Howell. It's not very far from where I live. But that was my intention. And as soon as I started to see the owl's eyes in my mind's eye, it made me very emotional. I started crying. And my head was back, so the tears were going in my earlobes. So I took a moment to get these excuse my language, I'm a little passionate right now. Really crazy experience. But I was wiping the tears out of my earlobes. And you want to take a left here. Straight. Sorry about that. My friend and I are driving home, and I wanted to record this immediately before I forgot it. You didn't see the owl, did you? Okay. Out of the 25 of us, I would say 10 to 12 saw it. Is that fair? About 10 people. It was probably like the only time I opened my eyes in a very long meditation. That was led by a woman named Kimberly. Kimberly, if you ever hear this, you're awesome. Kimberly Marie. She used to do work alongside Dr. Stephen Greer. Anybody who's listening to this who doesn't know what a CE5 is, it's essentially Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, where you meditate and ask for orbs, essentially, to present themselves that are, you know, obviously associated with our star brothers and sisters. So that was the first one. I really wish I could do longer. You know, maybe I'll do this as a Patreon episode in the future. This, of course, is not that. This is just the regular free version. For anybody who does help out with, you know, our podcast, it's free to listen to, but it does honestly take a lot of time and a little bit of money to create. You know, we don't make any money at all. So if you guys could donate $1 or $5 a month, I mean, it would help me out tremendously. And, the less hours that I have to work at a 9-to-5, the more people I can interview and potentially help. I mean, it really does help to get this stuff off your chest. It certainly helped me. That's about it. Now, the more interesting, at least to me, would you say so, the very first experience? So, my friend and I were sitting with our back towards a wood line. My intention for this experience, I'm not sure why, but I wanted, you know, I'm 1/16th Cherokee, my friend is 1/16th Cherokee, my father's 1/8th Cherokee, so on and so forth. We've been told that they're incredibly interested in Indians, specifically Cherokee. My intention was, I swear to God, this is what it was. I wanted to connect with my Cherokee ancestors. It's what I said telepathically during this meditation. And I didn't tell anybody this, of course, because why would I? There was a man, really nice man, very smart. He was facing me and my friend directly across. And as soon as it was over, I immediately said, did anybody hear drumming, like Native American drumming? What would you say? 6 people heard it? Maybe 10? 6 to 10 people heard it. And it came from the right side, which was a wood line hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards, you know, maybe 8 football fields, 10 football fields, maybe longer. And it sounded like Native American drumming, plain as day. And that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, let me learn, you know, give me your knowledge. Let me hear your chanting, your music. I was calling out for them to visit. Well, this man who's sitting directly across from us, he, you know, because after the meditation, of course, you share your experience and what you, you know, you're saying all these chants, playing music, there's drums going on, there's incense. Incense? Am I saying that right? What else was there other than drums, incense?
Sound bath.
Sound bath. Am I missing anything? I feel like I'm missing something.
I don't know.
We do. So what was the Amun Ra? No, that's not it. There's these chants that you do. Like, Dr. Stephen Greer came up with one. It's basically like, what is it?
I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was either. But if you guys have seen any of these Dr. Stephen Greer documentaries, he mentions it quite a bit. So we did that, of course. And then you do these overlapping om. You know, om, O-M, om. So you take an incredibly deep breath. And then when you release it, it's om. And then it's overlapping because it's not, we're not trying to do it all at the same time. Like, we're not timing it to where everybody's going om. You have 25 people who are just, whenever they can gather their breath and say it, it was really, really freaking cool. I keep almost swearing. Straight.
Straight?
Yep. And then you want to go to the right here. So, sorry, I know this is a little not like any other podcast I've ever done, but again, this is fresh in my memory, and I have my friend beside me here to remember all the details. Long story short, my friend and I are facing our backs are to the wood line, and the man directly across from us, he shared his experience of what he remembered, and he said, I'm not sure what happened or how it happened, but he said there was a cylindrical, you know, craft. I said, do you mean like a scout ship? Was it humongous or was it relatively small? He's like, I don't know, medium. And he said there were two beings that came out. They just stood next to the ship. They didn't say anything. I later asked him what he thought they were, and he said Palladians. Yeah, Palladians. Which is odd because, you know, I was told that who's interested in my lineage were progenitor greys. That's just tall, fully biological, of course, and the tall whites. And that's who I just assumed he was going to say. And then he also said, so that happened. And I was like, where was this? He's like, directly in between you two, like next to the wood line. I'm like, okay. And this is what really melted my brain. He said there were at least 30, 40 Native Americans. They had beautiful headdresses on. And they were basically, what did he say, like 15 feet. So you're obviously
standing all around us in the circle.
Standing all around us on the outside of the circle. So obviously, you know, we have some music and incense and all this like really cool drums and shit in the middle. Excuse my language, I'm just really passionate about this. And you know, and then how big was that circle roughly of 25 people?
Not sure.
It was at least like 60 feet, maybe 80 feet wide. You know, we all had like a couple feet between us. You can get to the right. And yeah, he wasn't the only person who said that he saw it. So the leader of the group, Kimberly Marie, shouts out Kimberly Marie and Debs, if you ever hear this, two awesome ladies. I'm good. I got it at home.
Okay.
So, let's see, let's put a button on this because we're going to pull up to my house in about 60 seconds. And again, this will be a much longer version on, Patreon. Like I said, it's just, you know, a buck or two, whatever you guys have, whatever you think it's worth, you know, and obviously, we're going to keep it going for all the free listeners, too. I'd never stop putting out the once-a-week free episode. So if you want to learn more, just look into that. But we essentially had two people within the 25 group who said, yes, there were Native Americans all in a circle. I asked them both individually. I said, how many do you think there were? They both said the exact same thing, 30 to 40. They both said that they were in a circle behind us, and they didn't really do anything. They just kind of showed up. But that's exactly what I asked for, and that's exactly what happened. There were Native American... Did you hear the drums, or were we not one of them? Yeah, like I said,
I heard a laugh, and the guy next to me heard a laugh.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't hear the laugh. They all said it sounded like a male's voice. I didn't pick up on that. Half the group didn't pick up on the drumming that came from the woodline to the right, at least from where I was sitting. And I also thought that I heard like Indian chanting I can't be sure about that, to be perfectly honest. One other kid thought he heard it too, like indistantly. And then besides that, so I mean, an owl flew directly over my head. I had multiple witnesses to this. And then the Indian thing.
Wait, this is your neighbors?
No, yeah, you're good. Oh, it's okay. No, they're not even home.
Oh.
So, yeah, we'll see you next week. I think you probably already heard the Bill episode, the guy from MUFON, director. And love you guys. And do you want to say bye, friend?
Bye.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. It helps a lot. See you next week.
Yeah, it's time to rewind, reverse, and reroute to a spot that makes you want to reach out and really start to speak out on the topics that fix the optics I'm about. And that's knowledge, not the words you kick it for clout. I've been born with the visions only given to some. Call me the master of vibes, the universal alum. I'll give you the bread, they only give you the crumbs. So while you're sharpening knives, homie, I sharpen the tongue. It's like we lost connection, bars are low. Everybody's in the trap, but this cosmic flow will get you charged like stepping to a block of pros. If you oppose, you're nothing but a crop of crows. Dead, lifeless, like bodies in ISIS. But this mic is life, so I strike like light wind. It turns to lightning and light wind. Hit like Tyson if I grip the right pen. The official. I call the game, no change in the issues. Alignment is Giza, Orion to get you. Into the midst of the stars like God sent you. Did it hit you? You official. Forget it won't be an event that you'll get to. Blessed if you're feeling the best, they can't get you. Yes, put love on your breath, we're all special. Quiet the mind, try to find the real you. In due time, stress will be up in your rear view. Only complicated shapes vibrate when ears glued to the healing. You can get words that breeze through. I only kick rhymes that split minds. Call me skits cause I flip lines that split mine into pieces. I admit my spit shine like the North Star. Follow feelings that fit fine with the kindless. These mindless piranhas get the Benihana. They ain't ready for the prana, sharp as a katana. Hotter than a proper sauna, turning rock to lava. As long as I got my saliva, I'ma kick a lot of knowledge and wisdom. Love and community, power, self-worth, guidance and unity. That's the vibration I chose, no tomfoolery. Let's start a new nation of truth. That sounds cool to me. Yeah, the official. I call the game, no change in the issues. Alignment is Giza, Orion to get you. Into the midst of the stars like God sent you. Did it hit you? You official. Forget it won't be an event that you'll get to. Blessed if you're feeling the best, they can't get you. Yes, put love on your breath, we're all special. Beat the patterns and the numbers if you wanna see the blueprint. The children of Atlantis moving planets with a bull stick. We control the matter of fact, watch me prove this. Everything is chords and vibrational movements. Underneath the ones and the O's, you see the code. And once you see the way that it flows, then you can mold the way your whole reality looks and what you know to be true. When it comes to the rules that you've been shown, if the fewer human is the light that we reflect, and the brighter you shine, the more that you connect to the true source of wisdom, power, respect. Become the light body, transcend into the depths of the universe. Through the verse, you have now been blessed by the prophet. Mark it as a cosmic event in your noggin. Just like 9/11, don't forget all the topics. I just try to give you on the strength. Yeah, the official. I call the game, no change in the issues. Alignment is Giza, Orion to get you. Into the midst of the stars like God sent you. Did it hit you? You official. Forget it won't be an event that you'll get to. Blessed if you're feeling the best, they can't get you. Yes, put love on your breath, we're all special.
All special, the official.
All right, I thought I would put two on. This guy is like a brother to me. As strange as it might sound to some of our new listeners, I sincerely believe that we are both part of the biological reproduction program. I've been told by multiple sources that at the very least I'm somewhat of a hybrid, and that my genetic reproduction, sperm, I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of a nicer way to say it, has been used to help other NHIs, ET, whatever you choose to call them, to help them reproduce. I've been presented a child the same as Rafael Lugo, which is, of course, is Skits the PLK. He has a documentary coming out very soon. It'll be available in the next 30 to 45 days on Amazon Prime. It's called Calling All Hybrids. This is a song that's also called Calling All Hybrids. According to Skits the PLK, the artist, of course, he said I was the first person to ever reach out to him because I sincerely felt that I had to. For me, it felt like a beacon, as strange as that sounds. And yeah, this is called Calling All Hybrids. If you enjoy it, please go to schizomusic.com. That's S-K-I-T-Z-O music.com. It's all peace, love, and light, obviously. And it's all about raising your vibrations, being kind, and having a strong sense of community and community and looking out for one another.
I'ma do this for my hybrids, yeah. From a different world, looking to provide us with knowledge, wishing that we all just stop the violence. They try to show us how to build, but we always demolish, yeah. Listen, I'm here to reach out to you. You can ask me anything, I'll never lie to you. If you came in for my bump, then I'm a ride for you. If you're only spreading love, then I would die for you, huh. That's crazy, right? You can call it what you want, but through the weeds we getting blunt. It isn't time to play around or go to lunch, when the ops could destroy the whole planet in a month. I'm the kind of contact B that'll contact any kind being with a compact B. Just to see the starship gleam in the middle of the night with my team. If you feel without me, then you might be a hybrid. Bare minimum a contact fee. If you know you a hybrid, feel free to come and contact me. Baby, I'm a star seed, here to give you the support that y'all seek. If you know you a hybrid, give me the knowledge that humanity needs. You might be a hybrid, bare minimum a contact fee. For the love of it, you can love in your spirit. I guess it's only human to sit and stew in your feelings. So I think we need a hybrid to come and show us the healing. Techniques used by the ancient ones through vibration. We can meditate for fun. Who would have thought a couple breaths could replace a gun? Let's get mindful. Let the grace overrun the streets till it reaches every mind that shines like me. I'm living for it, but I swear that I'm dying to see the hybrids coming forth with honesty. To let us know we're not alone in this odyssey. Tell the deep state that I need an apology. For suppressing technology and using taxes as an excuse for robbing me. If it bothers you just like it bothers me, then you might be a hybrid. Bare minimum a contact fee. If you know you a hybrid, feel free to come and contact me. Baby, I'm a star seed. I'm here to give you the support that y'all seek. If you know you a hybrid, give me the knowledge that humanity needs.
Love and light.